Okay, hello everybody. I'm Krzysztof van der Haas from Poznań University of Technology from Poland. Sorry, because I will talk about a little bit out of topic, because I will not talk about daylight simulation or renderings, but I think it will be not so boring for you. So I will talk about reflector calculation, validation, and optimization using radiance. So the idea is that in 2004 I presented the subject calculation of luminance using radiance. Then I met Julian Tumbusto, who presented design optimization with radiance, and after that we started to cooperate. And in 2010, we presented our common presentation, reflector profile optimization using gradients. Now I would like to present reflector calculation, validation, and optimization using gradients. And what's new now? So, 2 points, validation and optimization. I performed some validation of calculation of luminaires using gradients. And also I introduced some new optimization options. So, in validation there are 2 points, measurement and simulation. I bought a few reflectors from ACL company for TIMO LED module. There are also symmetrical, rotation symmetrical reflector like that, and also square reflector like that. So now I'm ready with the result with this symmetrical reflector, right? So I perform measurement of luminance distribution of the surface of this LED module, and also measurement using Gonya photometer of luminance intensity curve of the Hauer luminaire. Then I built the reflector model using the model obtained from the 3D scanner, right? So I built the reflector model and this LED model also as light source. Then I perform calculation of luminance intensity curve and compare with measurements. So there's 2 pictures with luminance distribution on the surface of LED module. For TIMO module, we can see that the distribution, this linear distribution, is not uniform and also not symmetrical. And I perform measurement of the whole luminaire. You can see here 2 curves of luminance intensity distribution for various polar angles. And there are 2 reflectors, now with narrow beam and with medium beam. This blue and red curve, and the green one is a luminance intensity distribution for LED module. And on the second picture, you can see here this curve, but in relative units compared with the curve of cosinus function, because if the I had to try if the surface of this LED module is Lagrangian surface. It's not Lagrangian, because here is the error between this cosinus curve and the curve obtained from the measurements, and here this orange one is the curve of luminance. If it for Lambertian surface, the luminance should be horizontal, so the same value for all angles. It's not. Then I performed the 3D scanning of the reflector. There are two rounds of reflectors, specular finished. The format from the scanner is STL. Then I convert it to DXF, and using DXF to RAD program, convert to RAD radiance model. The model consists of more than 60 or 50 triangles. You can see now the model. So the mesh is adaptive, so there are some regions with smaller and bigger triangles. After this measurement, I had to decide and build the model. So the luminance distribution is not symmetrical on the surface of this LED module. And the light source is not Lambertian, but I performed some tests, and it is not a problem to introduce using bright data function not Lambertian surface of the luminance distribution, but the result was very very similar. And here in this examples, I decided to treat this surface as Lambertian. But the assumption is that distribution is symmetrical, but not uniform. So this disk is is a model of the light source, the surface of this LED module. It's divided into 10 rings, and every ring can have different luminance value. In the center, the luminance is higher than at the edge. Here are the results. I use R-Trace and R-Calc program. Materials are mirror and light, the results for narrow beam and for medium beam reflector, two curves. The red one obtained from radiance simulation, the blue one for measurements, and the green one, there is an error between these two curves. We can see that the error is bigger when the luminance intensity decrease, right? But there are not so many changes, the differences between these two curves. And how to compare? I decided also to calculate luminous flux from these curves. Yeah, it is possible to calculate luminous flux from the luminous intensity distribution, and here you can see luminous flux for curve for measured curve and for obtained from radiance, and the error is 4, and here is almost 7%. And I think that it is enough for calculation of luminaires, because there are many sources of errors. For example, positioning, so mounting the model, mounting the luminaire and the Doppler photometer can cause some errors, for example. So the next point, optimization. So I optimized the reflector, which is not symmetrical, which is not rotation symmetrical, which has top and bottom opening in square mode. So here is a curve, which is a reflector profile. There are five points, which are interpolation nodes. And this curve is described by Erring interpolation polynomial. And I have two models. First, where point 1 and point 5 are fixed. So these points describe the dimension of the reflector. And points 2, 3, and 4 have fixed x coordinates and can move z coordinates, like this. So the next model can has fixed only first point, and 5 points can change their z coordinate and also x coordinate. So in this example, this model can change the dimension, height and width. So a few words about optimization algorithm. This is a genetic algorithm. There are three operations, the most important operations: selection, crossover, and mutation. And I can say also that the classic genetic algorithm operates on binary representation of individuals, and I use floating point representation because two points that are close to each other in the representation space will also be close to each other in the problem space, and this is not this is usually not possible in the binary representation. And I use for population type double vector. In scaling function I use rank. In reproduction I use elite count number 2. It means that in every population, two individuals with best fitted go to the next generation. I use also stochastic uniform selection and Gaussian mutation, and the important is also a crossover operation. I use heuristic because it goes to the heuristic crossover goes to the better solution in every step. These options are well documented in the MATLAB, because I use MATLAB function GA, right? So how it works? I have few files. The first one is script that starts and controls optimization and calls objective function. The second is a function which calls generate and calculate function. It results from this and calculates objective function. Generate geometry function is a function that generates reflector model, and save RAT file on the disk. So calculation function creates and runs Unix execute files with radius commands, and these files are execute Unix file that calculates and saves luminance and luminance intensity distribution calculated using R-trace program. What is the objective function? So the problem is to find the reflector shape that produces the maximum average luminance on the surface, with also the uniformity ratio of 0.7. So here is the reflector. Here is this illuminated surface. So the objective function has minus here because the genetic algorithm in MATLAB are going to get the minimum of the function, and I have to obtain as much luminance as possible. So plus penalty function. This. So the penalty function has zero value if the uniformity ratio is greater than 0.7, if the ratio is below 0.7, the penalty function adds some value to the objective function. So, some words about constraint and unconstrained problem. Here there are some examples of reflector shapes that the algorithm produced, and you can see that there are some unrealistic shape like this. It is, I think, hard to produce such a reflector with not monotonic curve, right? To preserve this situation, I introduce some limitation, some constraints. And the constraints are that, for example, this point 3 has to be below this straight line A, passes through point 1 and 2, and next point also, so P4 and P5 below B and C. Straight line. Here you can see the results for model 1 and model 2 for unconstrained and constrained problem. And for model 1, the better results are for constrained problem, but the differences are not so big. Here you can see the objective function, value, luminance, the uniformity ratio. So for model 2, the values are a little bit better, so the luminance is higher, but unfortunately, maybe, for the better results are for unconstrained problem. How it happened? So, the reflector profile produced calculated by optimization algorithm is multi-curve, three-curve profile, right? And sometimes such a multi-curve profile can produce better results. And if it is possible to produce, to make such a reflector, the better way to make calculation is without constraints. So here you can see the results for this optimum, almost optimum reflector, luminance intensity distribution, and also luminance distribution on the surface. So conclusions. So MATLAB plus Radiance is a lighting optimization tool. I recommend it to use floating point representation instead of binary. Be careful when using constraints, as I presented just before, and cooperate with Radiance users. But before I tell you thank you, I will show you how it works. Here is it's really simple. Here is this script with a genetic algorithm. Here you can see constraints and calling some options for genetic algorithm. And calling genetic algorithm here, calculate function that call not candela. This is calculate function that call call generate function and calculate function. Generate function build the radiance model. So open the file and write write to the file the values, the polygon, and so on. And when we started, because population has a size of 20, we have to wait for 20 individuals to see first results. You can see here OConf R-trace that is running. After a few seconds, 1, 2, 3.
Don't stop.
First results. Here, the chart with best and mean optimization function value. Here is best, here is mean. Here, the current best individual. This is the first model with only with these 3 points. So these points mean the z-coordination values of these 3 points on the reflector curve. Yeah. The second point a little bit better than previous, and so on and so on. So it takes about 400, 300 iteration, and one iteration is about 1 second or more, because so fast, because I use mirror material and R-trace without ambient calculations. A little better, and so on and so on. Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Just to be sure, you have a very complex shape with very small triangles for the reflector. You use mirror material, but that means you generate an awful lot of secondary sources.
Yeah, that's right.
But isn't there some lower threshold that smaller triangles somehow get skipped? Or? Isn't there some lower threshold that if the triangle gets too small, the contribution might get skipped? Or? Maybe it's also just by the K if the those are skipped which don't contribute anything.
Yeah, but I use DR options 1. So I assumed that after one reflection, the ray will go out. It in such a way, I think that reflector should be calculated, because if the rays in mirror reflector reflects more than one, it will decrease the efficiency.
Just follow up, have you tried using this approach also for, for example, so anodic daylight redirection systems?
The problem, for example, with light pipes, is that
other more coarser things which don't. Light pipe is often quite a long thing. There are things you could put in front of the window which are a shorter length that probably are a bit easier to simulate, and where it doesn't necessarily must be so accurate because they don't have a real sharp throughput and more or less generate a diffuse. That's why they call anodic, they don't really create an optical image. But in the end, there are some reflectors as well. So could be an interesting application to optimize these.
Yeah, but the problem is with the time of one iteration. Yeah. I can perform optimization for diffuse reflectors, but it will take much longer.
The reflector should be not diffuse, the whole outcome will be a bit more distributed because it, this reflectors for more or less generate directed output.
Yeah.
More or less, but the other types for these anodic systems, it should not be that directed. The output should be quite distributed. But the reflector itself would be an interesting application for this.
I think that application could be different. Giulio presented application in daylighting. So when the optimization algorithm changed, for example, orientation of the building, to optimize daylighting factor inside, and it is possible. So I use here only few the variables. Yeah, in the first model it's three variables, and in the second five. The efficiency depends also on the number of variables.
Other questions? Thank you.